The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Aren't you excited? I'm excited. I have to be because I am Eric Metaxas. Albin, Chris, you're sort of excited, aren't you?
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no.
I'm sorry, did you just sing something from the 60s? Because I... Let's put that to the side temporarily. Let's announce that we have Kevin McCullough, Votestradamus, is coming up. And then after an hour two, we're going to be talking to the author of a new book, The American Covenant, Marshall Tucker. No, Marshall...
Foster.
Foster. Not to be confused with Marshall Tucker. But right now, I wanted to talk about... this film that I've been watching. It's called Kill Chain on HBO. Albin and Chris, I know you've seen it as well. HBO made a film. They made it. When did they make it? They made it.
Came out in 2020, I believe, right?
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah.
It came out before the election.
That's right. The summer, I think.
It's made mostly by people on the Democrat side. But what they do is they show you exactly what Trump people have been saying since the election, that the machines are easily hackable. They're hackable domestically. They're hackable by foreign actors. Probably they were hacked in the 2016 election by Russia. And I just want to say, this is bipartisan, folks. This is not about, I think we've fallen into a narrative, and I think Trump himself fell into this narrative with the 2016 election. He says, okay, if Russia hacked the election, that means I didn't win legitimately. I don't want to buy into that. I think I won legitimately. And so he kind of didn't deal with the possibility of election fraud, and it bit him in this election, if not his own rear end. And we have to understand that Russia and China, and they say this in this film, it's HBO's Kill Chain. They talk about how Russia and China, are they're less concerned with electing a certain candidate than they are with disrupting our way of government, disrupting trust, undermining trust in our voting and in our elections. If you do that to a society like America, it's asymmetrical warfare. You're able to totally destroy a culture simply by injecting doubt in the population with regard to their elections, which has happened. It happened to the Democrats in 2016, and it's happened to Trump voters in 2020. And when you do that, if you can hack into election just to play with their heads, if you're in China, you don't care who the president is. You just care that you've weakened America. At least that's my takeaway. What do you guys say?
Well, you know what? I was listening very carefully, and I took copious notes on this, and I did not hear once, not even once, the name China. I heard like North Korea. I heard some other bad apples, but I didn't hear China. And I thought that was really interesting because in this election, it looks like it's China, not Russia. So that was what kind of threw me. I said, why wasn't China mentioned in the summer of 2020 when this was put together and released?
Part of what I found fascinating, I think people should watch it. It's like $3 on Amazon Prime. And it is like an outline. If you want to understand either what happened or what could happen, although I think it happened in 2016. I think it happened in 2020. And I think it happened probably before that.
That's what I was going to add, actually, is the two guys behind the film had made a documentary
in 2006 called Hacking Democracy, which uncovered voting machine vulnerabilities back then and suggesting that votes could have been manipulated in the G.W. Bush election in 04. Yeah. So these guys have been studying this stuff for a long time. They actually found an old voting machine on eBay for sale in that documentary, I believe, and it still had voting data on it and all this kind of stuff. So it's pretty wild. These guys have really been, you know, on it for the last almost 20 years.
Well, I don't think you can see the 2006 film Hacking Democracy. Were you able to get at it? I tried to look for it and it said you couldn't watch it, but I don't know.
I haven't looked for it. I just read about it.
Well, one thing I want to say is that this film, Kill Chain, makes one point just to show this is a bipartisan issue, folks. And when I say I care about freedom, I said to the president, you know, I think Jesus is with us in this fight. This is not about Trump. I mean, I'm obviously pro-Trump, but this is about, are we having fair elections? If we're not, I can't think of anything worse. It's the end of the nation. We cannot be America if we don't have that basic thing happening. So in Kill Chain, one of the things that they talk about, they say in 2016, the current governor, Brian Kemp, in Georgia, who I believe is a rhino skunk, they say they think he manipulated things so that he beat Stacey Abrams. Now, I am no fan of Stacey Abrams, folks. I can tell you right now. But if somebody's elected, they deserve to be the governor. It showed in 2016 that, I mean, this is almost unbelievable. In one precinct, one bellwether precinct, there were seven machines. One of the machines, one of the seven, had an outrageous number of Republican votes, not just for the governorship, but down the line. And I thought, well, they say in the film, like, that makes no sense. In other words, why would one machine in this rather Democratic precinct show a ton of Republican votes? Obviously, they say that the odds of that statistically are more than one in a million. So it's obvious one machine was hacked. They said, let's just hack one machine. There were problems in the 2016 election where entire precincts, the machines weren't working. Well, how does that happen that machines aren't working? I think that number one, Brian Kemp is corrupt. And we saw in this election, it does seem that he spent $120 million of taxpayer money on buying Dominion voting machines for the last whatever. He, according to the documentary, I think, Albin, maybe you remember this, but it said that when he won in 2016, he hired the machine lobbyist.
Right. That's true.
As his chief of staff.
Right. It wasn't a Dominion machine lobbyist.
No. This is before Dominion. There was another machine.
That's right. Yeah.
So what does this tell you? It tells you that the people on the left and on the right gaming the system, there's nothing more wicked. There is nothing more wicked than destroying American democracy. I want to say that it's one of the reasons that I will not stop talking about it till we have clarity. But what amazes me is that it was it's a bipartisan film. I mean, you've got people like Amy Klobuchar. You've got a woman, a writer from The New Yorker on there. They're worried about Trump. They're not worried about Biden.
Yeah. And I think it was Amy that said, like, we do not need a national election system. This should be left up to the states and the counties. And yet now it's like, no, we need H.R. 1. That's going to be a national election system. Right. How's that, folks?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I have to say that this, you know, I don't normally talk about a film like this, but it's just one of these things that why aren't you hearing about this film? Well, because I'm guessing that Democrats, they don't want to talk about this now. Since Biden is in the White House, they don't really want to talk about this, just as Trump didn't really want to talk about this, 4 years ago. It's kind of human nature, but we Americans have to talk about this. Reality Winner is a Christian young woman on the liberal side. She's in prison because she was a whistleblower on the 2016 election. This is a bipartisan thing. Anyway, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're talking to Votestradamus. in an hour or two, Marshall Foster. Great show. And at the actually at the end of this, after Kevin, let's continue this conversation. We'll have a couple of minutes. Folks, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Hey folks, welcome back. As promised, the man they call Votstradamus, our friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin, welcome back.
I don't know if since Twitter banned me, if I'm really called that anymore or not.
But, you're called Votstradamus. On this program, you are Votstradamus.
All right.
And let me ask you, since voting has been abolished, it's tough to be Votstradamus, but we're really believing that we're going to get back there. Alvin and I were talking about that. There's an old film. Have you seen this called Kill Chain? It's an HBO documentary on how all of the election machines are hackable. And it's just a staggering thing. We're going to have to get back to paper ballots. I mean, the whole country has to get around this because we will never have another fair election unless we do this. And Amy Klobuchar and other people, they're in the film. They were all worried about this, you know, before Biden cheated his way into the White House. And when I say cheated, I say that non-judgmentally. I want to talk to you about your article at Town Hall.
Yes.
What's the best way people can find the article? Because it's an important article.
Well, if you go to townhall.com and just search my name, it'll pull up my column archive. You can also just do that in your search engine, just townhall.com and Kevin McCullough. It's the
Who
most
can spell
recent
McCullough?
One.
It's one of those crazy Scottish names.
The chainsaw, laddie. M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. Just
the
look
chainsaw.
For
M-C-C-O. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Kevin McCullough. Kevin McCullough. Townhall.com. The article is called, go ahead.
What did I call it? Why Biden is Erasing America.
Why Biden is Erasing America. It's chilling, but it's true. tell us, why is Biden erasing America? And actually,
because
let me ask you a question. Who's Biden? Is Biden really erasing America, or is it a cabal of people who are actually telling him what to do? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't seem like you have to be a genius or a conspiracy theorist to look at him and say, this guy
right.
is not leading the country. It's obvious.
It's actually, when you think about it, Eric, there's actually a degree of brilliance to having Joe Biden be the face of it, because
yes.
most people think the fastest thing he can do is maybe gum through his Jell-O at lunchtime. And the sheer force and speed with which his administration, and I think you're onto something when you talk about a cabal, the sheer speed with which the administration is trying to do this erasing of actual America is blinding. So he's got 100 executive orders out of the first 60 days of being in office. He's got the thinnest margin in the United States Senate possible. It's a 50-50 Senate with his vice president having to cast the deciding vote. He lost nearly 20 seats in the Congress in the last election, where they thought the Democrats were going to expand their majority. They didn't lose any gubernatorial seats. The Republicans picked up one. They didn't lose any state assemblies. The Republicans took over a handful more than what they had. What you have watched here is something that happened at the top. Maybe it was personality. Maybe it was cheating. Maybe it was a combination of many things that contributed to that. But what you did not have was the rest of the ticket that followed suit with what happened at the top. And what that should say to Washington, D.C. and to Albany and Trenton and every other state capital across the country is that we're a divided country. We have strong feelings on both sides of some of this stuff. And by no means is there a mandate, especially for the current president, to be doing this. So what does he do? He comes in with these thin margins, these almost impossible to create any type of groundswell in terms of a movement. And he just does it by executive order, just his signature on paper after paper after paper, basically saying, challenge me in court if you want to stop me, which is where this is all headed. So this brings us to last Friday when he said, I'm going to form a commission to reform the Supreme Court. This was the thing that he was asked about by journalists heading right up to the election. Are you going to pack the court? No. I'm in favor of leaving the court as it is. No. It's not something I'm going to do. Don't believe me when I said that I might be thinking about it now. I'm actually not going to do it.
You know what this is called? Because I always want to use the correct term. This is called lying.
Well, here he is just a few months, not even four full months into office, and he's forming a commission, which would be the first steps taken. And he says it's going to be bipartisan, but you know who's going to be on the Republican side of that. It's going to be like Bill Kristol and Navarro, what's her name, from CNN. It's not going to be anybody that has any association with the former president, Donald Trump, or the mainstream movement that he has really unleashed in America, which is look out for America's interests. Having said all of that, Biden's not doing this on his own. He's just the face and the signature and the tool through which it's all happening. What's really happening is maybe it's Obama, maybe it's somebody else, but they've got Susan Rice writing domestic policy, forming it into executive orders. The president is signing it, and then they're challenging us to stop it. The only way we can stop it is in the courts. And that's the one thing that Trump really is going to be remembered for forever. If he never runs again, he put 300 original jurisprudence justices on the courts and judges on the courts across the judiciary spectrum that are keenly poised to knock down a bunch of these things that are coming out of Joe Biden's signature. So what's the only solution? Eventually argue all of it at the Supreme Court and eventually say, well, we're going to pack the Supreme Court. So there's like 9 or 12 justices additional to what we have now. And guess who gets to appoint all those? It's going to be Joe Biden. Guess what? They're going to get them confirmed in a Senate that they're going to do away with the filibuster on. They're going to do it on 51-50 margins. This is the kind of stuff that they did with Venezuela, that they did with Cuba, that they did where these progressive socialism takeovers all occurred. And they made it look like democracy, but in the end, it was pure dictatorship that led to the erasing of whatever looked like freedom prior to that. America, we're standing on the same precipice right now, and we need to understand that the time between now and 2022 is so vital to stay plugged in, to stay involved, to do what Donald Trump's doing in large measure. Watch what's happening and push back on it and be ready to go and fight. Now, Eric, there's good news. Georgia's passed election reform. Wisconsin's passed election reform. Pennsylvania's working on election reform. Not all of them are as tough as I'd like, but most of them are tough enough to make the other side angry. And that makes me pretty happy. But we're starting to see the citizenry of the United States say, no, we're not going to put up with stolen elections. We are going to clamp down on this and we are going to take something back in 2022. Thanks to gerrymandering, thanks to those gubernatorial races, thanks to those state assembly races, we are going to pick up several more seats in the House of Representatives. Republicans are, conservatives are. That's going to lay the groundwork for then finally a split Congress that Biden's going to have to work with, and there, you're going to see more of a stalled process. But he knows his time is running out between now and 22. If he can change the courts, if he can change the rules, if he can continue to cheat with the dirty elections, etc., then they can have a path to their progressive wet dream future. Right now, we've got to stop them.
The enemies of America are taking the country down from the inside. And again, you know, I've not always been a conservative, and I can say that many people who are Democrats are not the enemies of America. But that party has been taken over by people whose most fundamental values are antithetical to the values of John F. Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Truman. The Democratic Party has been taken over by cultural Marxists. They don't believe in right and wrong. They believe in power. And it is really wicked. And we are waking up by the grace of God because it's so bad, so fast. You know, Kevin, this reminds me, I mean, I'm not kidding. In my Bonhoeffer book, I talk about as soon as Hitler took over, it was a blitzkrieg of rule-changing, sweeping cultural reforms. I mean, people didn't know what hit them. They knew that they just had a moment to do these things, and they did them with such lightning speed that the country changed. That is what's happening in America. And, mm-hmm. you know, people who have a copy of my Bonhoeffer book, you can look it up. It is amazing how they don't care what people think. They care about winning.
Yep.
And what you're talking about, stacking the court and on and on and on, clearly they lied because they said that they wouldn't do this. But that's just one thing that they said they wouldn't do. Right now we're in a battle, and the question is, will people wake up in time and push back?
Eric, there's not even any nerve endings on their side of the aisle that can even receive the messages that say that lying matters or that any of this morality stuff even counts. What you said about the hunger for power is so blatantly true. The only thing that they are pursuing is self-preservation. How do I keep my decision makers and my party and the people that think like me in power? And ultimately, how do I eliminate everyone else that opposes me? That is fascism. Fascism is the power of government and the power of cultural forces like business that band together to say, we're going to shut down everyone else that opposes us. And that's what we're witnessing in American culture right now.
Well, and again, we have to be careful with our terms, because when we say fascism, all these things amount to the same thing. Tyranny, fascism, Marxism, all of these things are antithetical to American style self-government and liberty. It doesn't matter what the term is that we use. We have to be really clear. There's state-controlled power-mongering leadership, which is a nightmare. And then there is the system that we've had for 240 something years. We'll be right back talking to Kevin McCullough.
Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's square, and use promo code Eric. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code Eric, or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric.
What is the worth of a soul to Christ? Is it the same now as it was 2,000 years ago? In Pillars of Barabbas, author M.D. House shows how the times of the early Christian church differed little from our own, including the treacherous moral and political waters Christ's saints have always had to navigate with His abiding help. Everything they did and said is applicable to our day, and we are fundamentally no better than them. For instance, the Apostle Paul did not fear the Roman Emperor Nero. He served the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. True followers of Christ should always influence secular rule so that His church can be the beacon on a hill inviting all to come unto Him. Order this powerful testimonial, Pillars of Barabbas by M.D. House, now on Amazon, and feel the inspiring legacy left to us by those faithful followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Then I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, there was a band of angels.
Folks, I'm talking to our friend Votestradamus. Yes, Kevin McCullough is our guest. Kevin, you have an article at townhall.com. Townhall.com, if people can spell McCullough, they can find the article. And the title of the article is what?
Why Biden is Erasing America.
Why Biden is erasing. And why do you put it that way when you say erasing America? I mean, that's kind of what I just said before the break, that there's a way of doing business, a way of governing where the people are free and the people govern themselves through representatives. That's called America. And what we have now in the Democratic Party, they're not just, you know, rejiggering a little thing here and there. No, they're fundamentally undoing our system of government. Is that not true?
In every way possible, Eric. I list every single thing that the Biden administration is attempting to undo that is traditionally America in this article, from the H.R. 1 legislation that would completely eradicate most election reforms to keep elections honest, to the amount of spending that we're doing to bankrupt our currency and to eventually send inflation through the roof and watch the economy completely disintegrate before our eyes. Not only that, the oppression that they want to put on small businesses, the ideas that we can't govern ourselves on whether or not we want to have a clean environment. We need some climate change czar to come and dictate all this stuff to us. We don't. We've been told we have to wear masks nonstop. We've been told we can't even meet in churches. They are taking basic liberties. They're taking everyday liberties. They are taking everything that we know to be truly American about our way of life and saying we decide who gets it and who doesn't. That is the prototypical definition of a tyrant, of a dictator, of a top-down power structure that does not tolerate, number one, accountability, but much less than that, any type of criticism, critique, or any room for improvement. When you have absolute control, and those of us that live and work in around the New York tri-state area, we see this boldly on the state level. In New York State, you have one party control from the city hall in New York City to the governor's mansion in Albany. And the state of New York is an abject mess. Why did it get that way? Because one party decided to do political favors for their friends and to punish their political enemies.
And let's be clear, that also is called something. It's called corruption.
Yes.
It's called corruption. Let's be honest. That's what it is. It's
but what you've
corruption.
Seen as a result of that is a forced migration of people who think freely. So a bunch of our friends, Eric, people you've had on your show, people that I have on my show, people that we socialize with, they've all up and moved out of New York. And where have they gone? They've gone to Texas, Florida, South Carolina, South Dakota, places where the laws are much more relaxed. Freedom is much more available and present in everyday life. And we have literally seen what it's on its way to become nationally if we don't stop the juggernaut that is the Biden administration. And friends, don't believe in this Mr. Magoo routine he's got going on. Yeah, I know he has trouble walking from here to there, gumming his mashed potatoes at the dinner table, doing the types of stuff that you and I don't seem to have any problem. It's all part of the act. He is aged. There are things I think that they're doing to him that aren't even very nice in terms of his supporters and so forth. He is a tool. They're propping him up. He is the liaison to make all of this happen.
He gets a caffeine enema every 4 hours just to keep him awake.
But the and you obviously have information that I do not. But on that note, don't believe that because he's soft spoken and because people are saying, oh, look, we finally have some sort of dignity in the White House. We have a nice man there. This nice man and the administration that is behind him is selling us out to everything that is not American. It's Marxist. It's tyrannical. We've got to stop it. And we've got to pay attention. We've got to be plugged in. We've got to vote. But we've got to do more than that. We're going to have to run for office. We're going to have to support people that run for office that have common decency as part of their everyday politic. We've got to get people back to first principles. We've got to start acknowledging that there is a God that gave us those to begin with. We're back to "This Gentleman is a Football" by the great Vince Lombardi. And we can't move away from that, because it is in the leaving of that that we've lost the real fundamental understanding of who we are.
Well, I want to say that right now, the writing the Bonhoeffer book kind of taught me a lot about history. And one of the things that happened right at the beginning when Hitler took power, the Nazis enacted, as I said, a blitzkrieg of changes. They didn't waste a millisecond. It was staggering. But what they had was Hindenburg. The old president Hindenburg was propped up. He was in his 80s, and he was a wheezing, dying man. But he was propped up to give them cover and to say, look, it's the old Germany. It's Hindenburg. You know, he represents Germany. That's effectively what Biden is. Biden, it was for 50 years. 50 years, a political hack, a centrist, whatever, Democrat political hack. He is being propped up to say, hey, you want a link to Richard Gephardt and Al Gore and, you know, and Richard Byrd. That's who we have here. He's been there forever. He is America. Well, no, he's not. But he's just a figurehead. Clearly, he's not smart enough to think up these cultural Marxist policies, but he's perfectly willing to go along with it because I think he doesn't want to go to jail, or he doesn't want his son to go to jail. And so,
Well, he's abandoned everything that he used to stand for. The moderate Joe Biden disappeared long ago. He's not running. He's not executing his administration as the old Joe Biden.
That's what I'm saying. He's a figurehead. Person. He's like Paul von Hindenburg. And that said, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back with Votestradamus. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hey there, folks. People often ask me the question, can you tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's right. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. It's my guess. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start pack 2, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you as it works for me. I think it could give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
I'm talking to Kevin McCullough. Kevin, people want to find you. Where should they go?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Eric, because since they can't find me on Twitter anymore, my radio staff runs a Twitter account for us. It's called Radio Night Live. It's the name of one of the shows that I produce, and they can go to that. But you can find me on Parler at KMC Radio. I'm on Gab under the same name, Instagram under the same name, and I would enjoy anyone following me that is from the Eric Metaxas universe, because
absolutely,
they have the values of people that I appreciate.
And listen, we're all going to be migrating over to Frank, frankspeech.com. I cannot tell you. I'm so excited.
Now, how is Lindell doing a social media company, and he's going to compete with the big guy when 45 unveils his? How's that going to work?
I don't know, but my money's on Mikey. I got to tell you, seriously, let a thousand flowers bloom, okay? If Mike That's Lindell true. Creates a platform, it's going to be one kind of thing. If we don't work together, we deserve to die together yesterday, okay? let's be clear. But Mike Lindell, he's a hero, and we'll see what's happening.
When does that launch, by the way?
That launches official. Well, if people right now go to frankspeech.com, like now, they can sign up for a VIP, which lets you in on Friday, and then you have the whole weekend. Otherwise, everybody who doesn't do that will be able to check it out on Monday, the 19th. Mike is doing something, and we're going to be talking to him this week about exactly how it's going to go. But on the 19th and the 20th, which is Hitler's birthday, by the way, he's going to be doing like a live Jerry Lewis telethon. And, you know, he's not going to use crack cocaine or coke to stay up, but he's going to stay up on sheer.
He won't need it.
Adrenaline.
That's it.
Yeah, he doesn't. He could stay up for years without sleeping. That's the irony, isn't it? And here he has invented pillows. Well, anyway, it's exciting, and I'm glad that Frank Speech is going to be a thing. I'm going to be on there as much as possible.
I just signed up while you were talking.
Unbelievable!
So thank you.
How'd you do that? Well, let me ask you, Kevin. Right now, you know, people are. A lot of people are hopeless. And I say, if you believe in the God of the Bible, there's no reason to be hopeless. We are commanded to rejoice in him always. And we're commanded to be anxious for nothing. So if you're walking around with anxiety, you're in disobedience to God, no pressure. But he says, take your problems to me in prayer, bring them to me. So this is the time a lot of people, I think, are finding faith because they don't know where else to go. And that's a good thing. What are you saying to people right now about where we are? What's the way back?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Eric, and I know that you've not been doing the radio game quite as long as I have, but what we're seeing with Biden is really not that different than the very aggressive agenda that we saw under Obama. And yes, my posture of wanting to make sure people understand what they're truly doing becomes, you know, raised a bit under hostile administrations. But the solution is still the same. We need to live obediently. We need to think clearly. We need to speak forcefully. And we need to love enthusiastically. And I think if we do those things with the people that God puts us within reach of within our culture, and you and I have the ability to reach more people than, say, my neighbor does, who may just have a much smaller universe that they deal in. But if we all do it consistently as God followers, what we are going to develop is the organic growth that the church is intended to have, influencing everything around us, redeeming everything we touch for the good of Jesus, and at the same time, loving people to their best outcomes. That doesn't change because I'm talking about politics. In fact, if anything, it goes another layer or two deeper because I'm really talking about policy that ends up impacting my neighbor's neighbor and the neighbor that that neighbor has, even beyond where that neighbor lives. So we're really loving our neighbors and doing this, but we've got to be engaged. And so for the church to sit back and say, no, I'm not going to think about this, or we're not going to have a committee that addresses critical race theory in our church. Friends, if you go to a church that's not thinking it through, you're going to be a victim to it.
Thinking
you've got to engage. You've got to think.
Go to a church that doesn't think it through because they already know it's from the pit of hell and it's unbiblical. I mean, I'm fascinated that people are going to churches where they've got to wrestle with this. Like somebody just pulled a theory out of their butt like 10 minutes ago and suddenly the whole church has to respond to it. I guess I know I'm missing something, but basically I'm amazed that we're dealing with this right now.
Well, deception spreads quickly. And when the church seeks to be more culturally relevant than Christ-centered, it runs into desperate territory. And so the biblical literacy amongst the believers in America is down these days. We need to know our Bibles better. But if we do the basics, I guess what I felt like you asked me was, what do we do? We go back to the basics. it's about God. It's not about us. And it's about understanding him. It's about obeying him. It's about living for him and putting his desires and intentions above our own. And when we do that, we perform the role that we're supposed to be, properly agitative, loving, and supportive to the culture around us. And that's attractive. People are going to be drawn to that. The Jesus that embodies that is something that can save them for eternity. But we can't, it's not, yes, I'm going to evangelize or I'm going to be a cultural activist. I'm doing all of it at the same time because I care about redeeming the people that I love and live with and are around.
I mean, I say this, everybody can do something. Folks, you can write emails to Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's and all the stores that have canceled Mike Lindell. You can take the time to write an email, go to their website and tell them, I will never shop in your store. And I will tell all my friends not to shop in your store because what you did is un-American. You don't have to agree with somebody, but to cancel them and say we won't carry their products because they have the temerity to question the election because they love their country. And you say they are the enemies, your enemies, and you're not going to carry their products. I mean, I want to say to everybody listening, there's a ton of things you can do. You know, you can share these videos with all your friends. I mean, I have conversations with folks like you, Kevin, and others, wonderful conversations with wonderful guests. Share them with everyone you know. Share them on social media. There's just a ton that we can do. And I think that all of us have to budget more time in to live out our faith, to keep the Republic. It's not business as usual. Things are bleak. But there's hope and there's a ton of things we can do and we can all pray and we should pray. Kevin, we're out of time. I know you're out of time. It's always a joy to have you. Thank you for doing everything you do. What's the Twitter again for people who want to find you?
Radio Night Live is where I'm at on Twitter.
Radio Night Live and Parler.
KMC Radio. Gab
and KMC Radio. Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you. I see your teeth flash.
Hey, folks, we're back talking. We've lost Kevin. It's sad, really. We've lost him. We tried to save him, but we lost him.
We canceled him.
We canceled him. No, but before we go to our, I guess we'll call it hour two, you guys had some more thoughts on the film. We were talking about Kill Chain.
You mentioned Reality Winner, which is a great name, by the way. But she was one whistleblower in 2016, went to prison for 5 years. There are like over a thousand affidavits right now of people who are whistleblowers in the 2020 election. When are we going to hear from them, folks? Right?
I have to say, there's so many people that I know that reported inconsistencies. One of the things in the film Kill Chain, and again, this is on the Democratic side, they said that Brian Kemp, who's now the governor of Georgia, who I don't know if I mentioned it, but he's a skunk, I believe. Mm-hmm. If he didn't do it, you know, you're going to have to ask yourself who did it. But one voting machine in one liberal precinct, one Democratic precinct, was incredibly Republican. How does one machine in a precinct, people come in and they say, you vote there, you vote there. There's no line for like, if you're conservative, use that machine. So this seems like a clear case of cheating, right? In the 2020 election, there are infinite examples of statistical anomalies along these lines. I just would think that everybody in America would say, you know what? We do want to know what's going on. Yeah. Is it? I mean, folks, I'm telling you, it's probably China and Iran and Russia that are doing this. So it doesn't matter what side you're on politically. It shouldn't matter. You should care that we have free and fair elections in the country. And it seems that we're not. So I just want to say to everybody, watch Kill Chain. It's a couple of bucks on Amazon Prime, and I recommend it highly.
And just real quick, that's probably why Brian Kemp didn't look too hard into the 2020 election.
That
would go back to the 2000s.
There you go. I meant to say that. Okay, we want to mention Church People. If people go to salemnow.com, there's a number of films there. Church People is the one with all our friends in it. But, you know, they didn't tap me to be in it. And I just want to say again and again, I'm not bitter, except maybe I am a little bit, if I'm honest. I could have played the role. Stephen Baldwin, you know, he can play creepy because he's got those creepy eyes and that way about him. So he's really good in the film. This is the film Church People, but his brother is in it. His brother plays a normal guy. His sister-in-law is in it. Mike Lindell does not drive a bulldozer. I just want to be very clear. But he was one of the producers of the film. It's called Church People.
And they can all use some Nutramedics is what they need.
It's available at SalemNow.com. And Nutramedics, they're our new sponsor. Mike Lindell is no longer with the program. Just kidding. Mike Lindell is very much with the program. In fact, he's standing behind me in cardboard form, and you have to use the code Eric. But we have a new sponsor as well, Nutramedics.com. You can use the same code Eric. Nutramedics is fantastic because they are, if you take any kind of supplements, vitamin D, you should be taking 5,000 units of that a day for your immune system. So, but I want to say that they sell all that stuff and they give 50% of all of their profits to missions and to charities that we love. So I want to say, go to Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric, you get 10% off, obviously. But use the code Eric when you go there, and we'll be having them on in the future to talk. I want to, the man who has been behind Nutramedics for 30 years, he has an amazing story. He was like a missionary pilot in the Amazon, crazy story. And then he decided to start a business. You know, it's a great business and great product, very great products, tremendous. But we'll talk to him about that directly. We're out of time. We're going to go to a break. And then I think we're going to have something we like to call hour two.